Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, it's a very rare occasion where we have three pieces of breaking news in 1 hour of radio, but here we are, David, with the latest.
Chris Solari here with the news. He tweets out, two sources tells the Free Press that MSU players were pulled from practice today and told the football season is canceled and that the Big Ten is aiming to push it to the spring.
To add to that, Mike, we have Bruce Feldman saying, breaking, the Big Ten presidents have voted to postpone the 2020 college football season with hopes of playing it in the spring, per sources.
Wow. Well, I mean, listen, I thought postponement would have meant later in the fall. I think postponing to spring, you're canceling it without canceling it. I've said it from the beginning, Enrico, I would defer to you. You know more coaches than I do. You know more players' parents. You used to be knee-deep in it. Rico, I just don't know a way you are going to convince players and parents and coaches that you can effectively get rid of spring football to play spring season, then go into a summer camp, then go into the 2021 season. I think that's good for anyone, but I will defer to you on this.
Mike, it is possible, but a lot of things would have to happen. One, you're going to have to put these teams in bubbles. Now, in looking at it, they're going to have to probably end up in four different cities. You're going to have to split the 14 teams up and put them up in certain cities.
And how are you going to put them in a bubble you don't pay them?
Well, at this point, you're going to have to create some type of fake online classes a la North Carolina to make this legitimate.
We're not here to play school.
Right. But if you can somehow come up with that facade, then yes, you could hold games at Ford Field, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, and possibly either Milwaukee or in St. Louis. Because at this point, pro football is over. The places are open. The Big Ten could go in there and play their games, plain and simple. Or if you even want to cut this down, you could have it whereas the Big Ten East plays their games at Ford Field, the Big Ten West plays their games in Minneapolis, and you just kind of like Hatch's plan a while ago, you bust people back and forth, or they fly in between the two cities, but they're in hotels, and it's a condensed schedule. It's probably only going to be in a 7 or 8 game schedule that you're going to have to start in February so that they're done in enough time for their bodies to recuperate and you can play in the fall.
Okay, I will bet you, and God willing, we can actually like do this, but I will bet you dinner at the establishment of your choice, you don't see a down of spring football. And I would love to be wrong and pay that bet. Stare in those loving eyes of yours across the table as we break bread.
Can we go to Mastro's?
Sure. I'll get you the butter cake. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.